North Carolina lawmakers have called upgrades to roads and bridges a priority this legislative session. But the gas tax, which pays for the bulk of the state's transportation department, was set to plummet along with the recent drop in gas prices. To catch it, House and Senate lawmakers agreed to a compromise, freezing the tax at 36 cents per gallon for the year.
It was on a natural trajectory to bottom out at 30.
House Transportation Chairman John Torbett promoted a new plan at a Charlotte Transportation Summit Friday. Let it drop to 30 cents a gallon.
I thought to be the most upfront and optimistic and fairest thing for the public is to let it do its natural course. But knowing we couldn't do that and have a loss of revenue, then we had to look at adjusting.
The bill would instead raise DMV fees, including for driver's licenses and registrations, by a third, as well as car rental and highway use taxes. Although the General Assembly's nonpartisan budget office has yet to score it, Torbett says it would give the transportation department an extra $500 million. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford.